trust is the invisible force that powers everything meaningful in our lives. Our nervous systems are wired to scan for safety, instantly calculating whether to approach or retreat from others. This isn't just psychological, it's biological. When we trust someone, our brains physically shift from a guarded state to an open one, with reduced activity in the threat detection center and increased activity in areas associated with empathy and rational thinking. Think about it. Babies instinctively trust caregivers for survival, while adults require trust for everything from business partnerships to intimate relationships. Research consistently shows that trust improves physical health, enhances team performance, reduces anxiety, strengthens leadership effectiveness, and even improves surgical outcomes. But here's the paradox. In a world where skepticism often prevails, "just trust me" might be the three most dangerous words in the English language. We've all experienced betrayal that still stings. One client discovered this paradox when his marriage transformed after his wife extended complete confidence in him. Rather than creating vulnerability, her trust deepened their bond in unexpected ways. Dr. Henry Cloud's framework offers a practical approach to determining who deserves our confidence and when to risk it. The balance between our biological drive to trust and practical wisdom about discerning trustworthiness creates a roadmap for building, maintaining, and when necessary, repairing this crucial element of human connection. Trust emerges when we feel truly seen and heard through deep comprehension. When someone demonstrates genuine understanding of our perspective, our brain physically relaxes its defenses. This mirroring process establishes safety and diminishes fear. During my search for a knee surgeon, one specialist stood out by dedicating time to discuss my activities, goals, and concerns, building trust that went beyond technical expertise. Organizations thrive when they prioritize understanding through feedback and immersion. Chick-fil-A exemplifies this by anticipating needs, from escorting customers with umbrellas during rain to providing extra napkins for families. Without deep understanding, trust cannot develop, regardless of competence or intentions. Being truly understood isn't just comforting, it's the foundation of authentic trust. True trust emerges when someone's motives align with your well-being. We instinctively evaluate intentions, asking, why are they doing this, and who is it really for? When we believe someone genuinely wants what's best for us, we enter what Cloud calls carelessness, the ability to relax our guard because we feel properly cared for. The difference between self-serving and others-focused motivation is clear. Consider two medical students pursuing psychiatry, one seeking status and prestige, the other driven by passion for helping others. The choice of whom to trust becomes obvious. Motives that prioritize others create mutual benefit. One home builder transformed his industry by replacing independent contractors with a trust-based community focused on shared success. By encouraging collaboration, project timelines shortened and profits increased for everyone. Trust flourishes when people serve a higher purpose. When airline stakeholders shared information about near crashes, their trust-based approach reduced fatal accidents by 80% in a decade. Similarly, executive teams united by service-oriented purposes naturally overcome organizational barriers. That gut feeling when someone's motives seem misaligned, it's your trust system working as designed. Understanding and good motives are essential for trust, but must be backed by genuine ability. Consider a caring OBGYN who wants to perform knee surgery. Trust would immediately vanish, regardless of sincerity or intentions. This principle extends across relationships. A company's COO turned CEO, Bradley, demonstrated this challenge. Though excellent at operations and well-liked, he lacked the visionary leadership a CEO role demands. The company became directionless, a result of trusting someone based on character rather than specific capabilities. This pattern repeats. Couples marry without assessing emotional intelligence. Entrepreneurs partner with financially inexperienced friends, and organizations hire contractors based on values instead of competence. Ability stems from being suitable, perfectly capturing this trust element. The key question is whether someone is suitable for what you're entrusting them with. This isn't about perfection, but realistic assessment. Importantly, capability-based trust can grow through proper training and experience. Character encompasses how someone handles relationships, stress, conflict, and emotions beyond basic honesty. A skilled professional with core emotional control can destroy trust despite technical competence. True character combines virtue, wisdom, self-control, perseverance, and treating others with preference. These traits must match the context. What works in one situation may be unsuitable in another. A brilliant executive who avoids necessary confrontation becomes unreliable despite expertise. Common character flaws that erode trust include defensiveness, anger, narcissism, emotional instability, controlling behavior, and irresponsibility. Character means having the right qualities for specific contexts. True integrity means being complete or undivided, possessing the necessary traits for a particular role. While perfection isn't expected, people must embody the specific traits their trusted positions require. Past behavior best predicts future actions. Trust builds through proven performance, yet many extend it too quickly, like rushing into marriage or premature promotions. Single mistakes rarely damage established trust when they contradict a positive history. Consider Brittany, whose reliability makes others worry when she's late, versus chronically late Jason, whom no one waits for. Isolated problems can be fixed, while recurring patterns become part of someone's identity. Common trust mistakes include accepting apologies without proof of change and trust by association, believing in someone solely because trusted others do, as demonstrated in the Madoff scandal. The five trust essentials, understanding, motive, ability, character, and track record, work as an integrated system. While perfection isn't necessary, we should trust people within their proven strengths and specific contexts. When have you ignored someone's track record because you wanted to believe they had changed? What was the outcome? When trust is shattered, we face a profound dilemma. Bella discovered her husband Drew's 5-year affair with a colleague she knew well, leaving her devastated. The key isn't predicting the future, but observing behavior. The person who broke trust must earn it back through actions. Healing from betrayal follows 7 steps. First, take time to recover before making decisions like rehabilitation after surgery. Second, move toward forgiveness for your own well-being. Research shows it improves mental health, reduces depression and anxiety, and enhances physical health. Next, evaluate if reconciliation is possible. Look for signs that the person takes responsibility, recognizes their wrong, understands your hurt, shows genuine remorse, apologizes sincerely, and provides transparency. Without these elements, reconciliation remains unlikely. If reconciliation seems viable, assess trustworthiness using the 5 essentials and rebuild gradually. Drew demonstrated this by listening without defensiveness, entering treatment, and working through understanding Bella's pain, showing genuine motives, developing relational skills, growing in honesty, and building a consistent recovery track record. Trust always involves vulnerability, but these tools help us make wiser choices about where to place our confidence, extending it to those who earn it while protecting ourselves from those who haven't.